Young Audience Award in partnership with Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I am Diego Aparicio from the Young Audience Award event for the European Film Awards at the BFI South Bank today. And I am here with Gianluca, Emerson, and Jaden. Hi guys, how's it going?
I'm good.
How's the event been so far?
I've really enjoyed it. It's fun watching all these new films. It's a good experience.
I really enjoyed it because it's such a new experience for me. It's seeing so many videos, so many films, and being able to have the privilege to, throughout the whole of England, be able to tell certain people, oh, we love this film because so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, all three of the movies had their different styles, and obviously we picked out which ones we liked, which ones we didn't. I mean, choosing for the country is like, wow. And, that you get to mix and match which party you like and which you don't like in your head, and it's very nice to have a new experience.
Awesome. And have you had a similar experience to this one before?
Never, no.
Never.
Once in a lifetime.
Wow. Have you had a lot of experience watching European films? I heard from David earlier that you weren't used to sort of watching subtitled films, so I was wondering what that was like for you today.
I mean, it's not like I've never watched them. I've seen quite a few, but this is the first time I've watched them so close together.
I mean, it's, as Jaden said, it's once in a lifetime. And most of the films we watch today are big blockbuster American films that we love and enjoy. But seeing some European films actually just eases it out. And like, there's so many films that we've seen today that I'm pretty sure the whole world would like to enjoy.
Yeah, before this, the last European movie I watched was Skate or Die. I'm not sure if that's European or not, but still, reading the subtitles and trying to focus on a movie is difficult, but this time it was different style of subtitles that you can easily switch between subtitle and the movie, so it was a good experience.
All right, well, thanks very much for that. And now we're joined by Lola, Dora, and Alexis. How have you found the experience?
Well, I've really enjoyed it. It's been really interesting watching loads of different films and talking about them with other people who like them.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been the best. It's been really interesting to kind of all be able to interact with each other and to just sit and really kind of appreciate all of these, like, independent films. They're great.
Yeah, I really liked it because you can interact with people your own age, because I'm getting home tutored. I don't really be around, like, other people. So to interact with, like, the same age as well, I think that's pretty good.
Great. And have you watched a lot of European cinema in the past?
No, I haven't, actually. Most of the things that I watch are, like, kind of mainstream films, which are, you know, from America and things. And this has been a great experience, and I've realised that I should really expand what kind of movies I watch, and that European films are really good. So, yeah.
Great.
I would say definitely. Like, at least 80% of the films I watch, unless they're, like, classics, are kind of very small independent films, whether they're from, like, Europe or America or whatever. But, yeah, I love these kind of films. They're my favourite kind. So when we got to watch them today, it's always the nicest thing ever to be able to be in that environment and appreciate a piece of cinema that might not be around for a long time. You know, big commercial movies run for months even sometimes. And these films, you barely ever see them. You get one chance pretty much in the cinema. So to have that experience and opportunity today, like, just for free, has been the best.
Amazing.
I really like watching different language films because you get to find out, like, what it's like over there, and you don't usually get to because you're always watching American movies, or, you know, they don't really do different types. I have watched a lot of different types of movies. Like, I've watched, like, a Russian movie, tons of other languages and stuff, so I think it's pretty fun, yeah.
Gotta say, you guys are doing amazing. Some of the opinions I heard upstairs about the films were just, like, very good points. Which film would you say you enjoyed the most today?
Well, mine was Lost Bando, because they just seemed so real. And the way that they were cast, the people they cast were, like, real teenagers. And they looked like real teenagers. And they acted like real teenagers. And it was very funny. Just the music and everything. I just really, really enjoyed it.
I'm a little torn. We just voted and I picked Fighter Girl for number one. But Los Bandos for me was just such, it was just one of the best experiences. Like, it was so, it had a great soundtrack and it was really, really kind of fast and vibrant. And again, I agree with Lola with like the teenagers really kind of came out and they were so realistic. So I think I probably enjoyed Los Bandos the most. But for me, yeah, Fight Girl was just so kind of perfect. And I think what they've been looking for and what we as a young audience could sit back and watch and really appreciate as an incredible piece of film and something that was really real and really raw, but like also just came from such a place of fantasy. Yeah, I loved it.
I was also torn like Dora, but I ended up doing Fight Girl because I feel like I can relate to it much more. Like, you had like an overflow of emotions and you didn't know what to do with them, but they kind of like spread it out. And in some of the fight scenes, you had like a lot of adrenaline pumping through you, even though you're watching it. And that's, I think, with film, that's what's the best part, when the actual audience actually react instead of staying quiet and carry on watching the film.
Absolutely. And the last three young jurors today from London are Evie, Martha and Jasmine. So what's the take-home message from today's event?
To watch more films.
Absolutely.
Like just try and understand films and talk about them a bit more.
Watch a broader variety of films because you don't know what you'll like.
Awesome. Thank you so much. From the Young Audience Award at BFI South Bank, I am Diego Aparicio for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.